Good morning, it's Thursday, June 23rd. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our new e-edition product. Tacoma Now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Now on with today's top stories. Expect a daytime mix of sun and clouds, with some winds lasting through the evening, which looks clear. Temperatures are a high of 70 degrees and a low of 49. After months of waiting and uncertainty, COVID-19 vaccines tailored for children between the ages of 6 months and 5 years are now available in Pierce County. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department announced Tuesday through social media that it's received its first shipment of the newly approved Moderna infant and toddler COVID vaccines. Shots are available today, Thursday, at the department's Lakewood Town Center Clinic. The first shots were administered Wednesday at the South Hill Mall. The department's COVID content manager Kenny Via told the News Tribune walk-ins are accepted until the site reaches capacity. He said DPCHD suggests making appointments ahead of time. Parents can register for a spot at the health district's website. The supply of both the Moderna and co-approved Pfizer shots are expected to increase soon. Via said locations like pediatricians' offices and local pharmacies could begin vaccinating infants and toddlers later this week. An annual airplane and car show at the Tacoma Narrows Airport is permanently grounded. The organizer of Gig Harbor's Wings and Wheels said Pierce County denied a permit in early June. Support for the July 4th weekend event from airport businesses dried up, according to those businesses, Pierce County, and the event's organizer, the Tacoma Events Commission or TEC Wings and Wheels, held since 2010, drew 7,500 spectators pre-COVID. TEC said last week the cancellation was a death blow for the event. The nonprofit TEC was most known for its Freedom Fair celebration on Reston Way in Tacoma. That event is also gone, and Metro Parks will organize a July 4th celebration to replace it. The days around the 4th of July in Gig Harbor should sound less noisy. A new policy took effect April 26th that says fireworks are only allowed on July 4th this year in Gig Harbor. Now council members are discussing banning fireworks completely starting in 2023. This ordinance will return for a second reading at the June 27th City Council meeting. If the ordinance is passed, it would take effect for the 2023 holiday. Meanwhile, the new policy that takes effect this year states that discharging fireworks within city limits is legally permitted only on July 4th from 9 a.m. to 11:59 p.m. Toy caps and sparklers don't count as fireworks under state law. The Golden Arches are on a massive hiring spree in Washington state. McDonald's wants to fill 4,300 open positions, and offering more benefits than just easy access to Big Macs. McDonald's employed about 94,084 fast food and counter workers in 2021, according to the Washington State Employment Security Department. The fast food chain is looking for thousands of part-time and full-time employees across the state. The company offers advancement, tuition assistance, and English as a second language classes. There's also the Archways to Opportunity program, which helps employees earn a high school diploma or a college degree while working for little or no cost. Crew members must be at least 16 years old. Website Indeed said pay averages $15.27 an hour in Washington. Managers' salaries are typically around $52,745 to $69,000 a year. Those wanting to apply can visit jobs.mchire.com or text the word apply to 38000 to start an application. Gig Harbor emergency personnel are brushing up on their response to Marina Fire and Rescue. Local jurisdictions joined Gig Harbor Fire and Medic 1 in downtown yesterday for practice drills involved a scenario with multiple simulated boat fires and trapped victims. Those downtown Gig Harbor will be able to see emergency personnel practicing from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Wednesday, June 22nd, at the Gig Harbor Marina. Firefighter, EMT and Public Information Officer for Gig Harbor Fire and Medic 1 Ryan Shervanek told the Gateway, quote, "This was an opportunity post-COVID-19 for our crews to do a run-through of some of our marina-based operations. The drill scenario on Wednesday is a marina fire involving 6 liveaboard boats, with 5 trapped victims on the far side of the dock requiring rescue," end quote. The drill included smoke machines and live actors. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit DNT offers for more information.